It was February 4th, 1972. Don McLean's American Pie was the number one single in America. Almost no one had ever heard the word Watergate, and Tim Skubick took the anchor desk as the host of Off the Record on WKAR-TV. I sat down with Tim Skubick to find out what's kept his ear to the Capitol Dome for more than four decades.
All right, stand by in studio.
Friday morning, 8:15, WKAR-TV, Studio C.
Theta 4, spin music, stand by VO. And roll your VO.
Tim Skubick is holding court at his weekly roundtable. Off the Record number 2,193 is just getting underway.
And our lead story is that story because the governor opposes that effort.
In just seven more tapings, Michigan's longest-running public affairs TV program will hit 2,200 episodes on St. Patrick's Day. What a stroke of luck.
Welcome back to Off the Record, a busy news week in our town.
When the analysis ends and the house lights fade, Tim Skubick sits down in unfamiliar territory, the other side of the microphone. And this time, he's going on the record about the show he's guided for 45 years. First question, what's kept him doing this for so long?
It is so much fun. I've often said that when it stops being fun, you get out of the business, and I just don't see that happening. Something, as you know, it's something different every day. When I wake up in the morning, I sort of think I know what I'm doing or what I'm going to be doing, and it turns out to be completely different. So it's – and also, this will sound corny, but it is the only vehicle on television in the entire state of Michigan that is in trying in a substantive way try to inform the people as to what's going on in Lansing. I'm from the school that says in order to cast an intelligent vote, you have to sort of know what's going on. And so this is a vehicle that if you're interested in casting that intelligent vote, if you give me a half hour a week, we'll try to give you the best information on what's going on so you can do that intelligent vote and be participating in the democracy on a little deeper level than just superficial.
Was that really your guiding principle back in the day in 1972? Has that changed over the years?
I'm not sure we had a guiding principle. We decided to put the first portion of the show in place where the reporters sit around and shoot the breeze. And it's interesting, Kevin, as to which one segment is more popular. The insiders love the first part. They absolutely love the first part, the give and take and back and forth. And we're not afraid to be funny, not afraid to disagree. And so the two elements get us where we want to go.
Even before Off the Record's debut, Tim Skubick was rubbing elbows with Michigan's political elite, as in this 1971 interview with former Governor William Milliken.
Do you ever get the feeling that you would just like to forget the whole thing and go back to Traverse City and relax?
Beyond those infrequent times, that this is a challenging and an exciting and a really a very exhilarating job. And I wouldn't trade this opportunity for any other opportunity that might be mine, ever.
Off the Record premiered on WKAR on February 4th, 1972. We'd like to let you hear a bit of that inaugural program, but we can't.
Is that tape still around?
No. Well, because since nobody thought it would last, why would we save the first tape?
Best show, worst show.
They all stand out in their own way. The thing that's fascinating about it is that some of the people don't want to do this show. And I often say to them, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about. Okay, come on and let's have a discussion. It's when people sit in that chair and they turn on the fog machine and you can tell that it's not exactly, you know, what's going on. Because, as you know, you never try to ask a question that you don't know the answer to. That's when the people get in trouble. So, you know, there is no Pulitzer surprise prize in any of these things. But they all have a different flavor, and that's part of the fun of it.
I caught that. Pulitzer surprise.
Pulitzer surprise, yeah. That's probably the closest we'll ever come to something.
Now in its second decade, covering, uncovering, probing, getting the inside out, Michigan Public TV presents Off the Record.
Do your critics ever think that you yourself turn on the fog machine? You can't have a public affairs, public TV program for 45 years without some criticism. Has that forced you to build upon the show?
You know, to be honest with you, I mean, you get complaints about what you say or what you do. The fascinating thing that I have found is that regardless of who's sitting in the chair, depending on your own political perspective, you will make a judgment on the reporters that are asking the questions. And you know this from personal experience. I always use the example of John Engler, the former governor, who was a lightning rod. There were two camps on John Engler. You liked him or you hated him. There was no middle ground. So we would have Engler on, and I would ask him the questions, and then I would get this feedback. The 10 people that loved John Engler would say, Skubic, why were you so disrespectful to that governor? And then the 10 people that didn't like him said, Skubic, why did you let him off the hook? Why didn't you ask him the same penetrating questions that you asked of Milliken? The exact same show seen through what? Their selective perception. So I'm sort of immune to criticism like that. Now, I will listen to people who think I may have gone too far, and that does happen on occasion, and so I'm open to that. But people who say you're biased one way or the other, I respect that, but I also understand that I know what I'm doing, and I'm not biased. I'm trying to be fair, which is the standard that you shoot for, and you sort of let the chips fall where they may.
What types of things keep you up at night the night before a taping?
Nothing. Be honest with you. People say after 47 years, you must be bored out of your mind. And I absolutely am not. I'm still engaged as I was on day one, maybe a little smarter, but still haven't learned it all. So it's a challenge. And it really, I say to audiences on the rubber chicken circuit, I'm your surrogate. I'm the guy to stand in there for you and ask those tough questions that you can't ask. And then I give the information to you and you do what you want to do with it.
Do you think you have 5 more years left in you, Tim, to make it all the way to 50?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and beyond. And beyond. There's no reason to stop.
So you'll be the Walter Cronkite of mid-Michigan?
I'll never be Walter Cronkite. I'll just be Timmy Skubic. But I've been totally blessed, and I'll do this thing forever. With my boots on, I will go out the door, right?
Tim Skubic, longtime host of Off the Record on WKAR-TV. Tim, you're celebrating 45 years on the air. Your first show was February 4th, 1972. Good luck to you. I'm looking forward to the next 5 years and beyond, and it's an honor sitting in your guest chair.
Well, thank you for doing this. You're very kind. We public radio and TV folks have to stick together, okay? We're on a mission, and as you know, we're on a good mission, and so thanks for your help. Appreciate it, Kev.
Stand by to tag it.
For WKAR. I'm Kevin Lavery.
And we are clear.